Welcome to This Mother Means Business, a podcast for ambitious entrepreneurial mothers unapologetic in their desire to have it all. I'm your host, Laura Sinclair. I'm a serial entrepreneur, marketing expert, business mentor, and mom of two, obsessed with real conversation and deep connection around the insane journey that is raising babies and building businesses. Each week, I'll bring you incredible guests and solo episodes while refusing to shy away from the harsh truths and challenges that come along with managing the titles of mom and CEO. But don't worry, we will celebrate the big moments too. I'm here to show you what's possible in your life and business, and will bring you actual tools, tricks, and stories that will take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, in your business, and in your parenting journey. I want nothing more than to see you win, and will always have your back in this process, even if it comes with just a little bit of tough love. Ready for today's episode? Grab your favorite drink and let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of This Mother Means Business. I'm here with a very special guest today. We are going to be having a conversation that I am so excited about, self-image and confidence. This is going to be the theme of this conversation. And I am here with the incredible Stacey Van Thune, who is a fellow Canadian who we connected online through some of the mutual mentors that we have. Stacey, welcome to the show.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you, Laura, for having me. And I'm excited to meet your guests, or I guess I'm the guest here, but excited to get to know the audience and have this conversation. Yeah. I think it's a really important one to have.
Yes, me too. And you know what? The topic of confidence is one that like really hits home for me. I mean, we could do probably a whole podcast episode on my own experience with confidence, which is not the conversation today. But it's funny. A lot of people will say to me like, Laura, you're so confident. No, I am not. You know, I think I've learned to be confident in certain areas of my life, but there was a very long part of my life where I had zero confidence. And so I know that this is a conversation that is going to be so important, because I think, you know, you and I were riffing before we started recording just about, you know, what is confidence? How does it show up? How do we deal with it? So I'm just super excited to dive in. I think this is going to be a really juicy conversation. But for anybody that's meeting you for the first time, do you mind introducing yourself?
Yeah, no, I don't mind at all. So hi, my name is Stacey Van Thune. I'm a performance and life coach with my company, Raise Your Results. And I love what you're saying around confidence, because truthfully, this is my area of expertise, is helping people understand why we do what we do and why we think what we think. And it comes down to the beliefs and the self-image that we hold in our subconscious mind. So over the last 7 years, I've really dove into, you know, the impact our beliefs and our self-image has on our results. And like you said, that we may have confidence in certain areas of our lives, but not in all of them. So I help people to identify what it is that they truly want out of life, taking from a survive to a thrive. You know, some people are like, oh yeah, it sounds so, what's the word? Maybe like, oh,
like
wishful thinking. Yeah. Foo-foo stuff. No, I mean, that's a belief right there. So, I mean, whether we think we can or we think we can't, we're right. But if you can't and it's holding you back from achieving more, then it's time that we dive in, and everything operates by law. And so I spend a ton of time understanding the universal laws. Like I said, our mindset, I come from over 20 years of leadership and performance excellence in the corporate world. And so really that's the difference in my coaching, is combining the experience of leadership along with mindset to close the gap for people between what we know and what we do. For we've been conditioned to gather information. But just because we know something doesn't mean we'll do it. Why? Because it's not the conscious mind and what we know that determines our actions. It's, again, that self-image and those subconscious beliefs, many of them formed before we were ever 6 years old, that determine our actions. And so often we continue to look at our results and try to change them, but they're just symptoms of the cause. The cause is the beliefs and self-image. So that's what we do when we work together, is go and uncover what it is that is in your subconscious mind. What of those things will accelerate you to achieve what you want? And what are those things that are holding you back? And there's a process to identifying and then rewiring to refire new pathways in your mind to create new results.
Hmm. I love that. And you know, I'm listening to you talk. And one thing that I have, you know, I've had the pleasure of coaching actually over 1,000 people in different capacities in my time as an entrepreneur, which is wild. But the one thing that I have discovered, and I'm gonna hope that this is true for you. Otherwise, I'm gonna be putting my foot in my mouth. But I've discovered that, you know, people that work in this space, like if you're working in a space that has to do with like confidence, I mean, even for me, you know, helping women be seen and being visible, confidence, self-image, usually it comes from a place of not having a positive experience with that previously. So often, you know, like what I'm trying to ask you in a very long-winded way is, was there a season of your life where you didn't feel the way that you feel now as far as like confidence and your self-image? And is that part of why you do the work that you do now?
Like, it's really interesting, right? Because yes and no. The truth of the matter is I had a really fortunate upbringing. I had supportive parents. I worked hard. I was athletic. I knew that I wanted to go to university and do these check marks types of lifestyle. Yeah. And I got my check marks. And I actually didn't even get married till I was in my 30s. I'd always wanted to be a mom. And so I had my kids a little bit later in life at 32 and 36. And basically, though, I kind of had this feeling when I was coming close to 40 that there was something missing. You know, there was this internal voice within that was telling me, yeah, like, Stacey's are great. And from the outside world, it looks like you're successful. You're earning over six figures. You have this family, you have supportive friends. But I was denying myself of listening to my intuition and trying something different. It was almost like I'd gone so deep into climbing up the corporate ladder and getting to senior management positions that it was limiting what more I could do. And so I say yes and no, because if somebody would have asked me at the time, did I lack confidence or self-image, I would have told them no. But the truth of the matter is I did, for taking that next step to achieve more. So I always talk about how our self-image and our self-image is like, we have two of them. We can go into that in a little bit. But our self-image sets the boundaries of what we'll achieve in life. So did I lack confidence for the results that I was currently getting? No, otherwise I wouldn't get those results. But I did lack confidence and self-awareness and self-image in creating new results. One where I broke through and broke free of the conditioning and the kind of things that I knew as far as corporate world to create a consulting business. And the other part I lacked in was in my marriage. So what really happened for me is, you know, at 40, I found myself, like I said, living this life that was good. I liked it, but I wasn't in love with it. I was no longer in love with my husband. I didn't want to be in the relationship, and yet I had been conditioned to think that I had to stay in it for the sake of my girls, and I didn't want to, and I didn't really know what to do. So it was really then when I just started to dive into personal development and start to increase my awareness to say, oh, not only do I want different, but I'm worthy of different, and I want to be the best mom for my girls. And I can't tell them to follow their dreams and not do it myself. And I started to find myself in this position where I started to adopt more of the titles in life as far as being a mother and a wife and a sister and a daughter and a leader. And slowly I found my spiritual strength, that light within, starting to flicker. I wanted passion and inspiration in my life. It was things that I've been known for. And yet here I was becoming more of a people pleaser and letting fear versus faith be more predominant in my life when it came to making a choice to do different.
I love that. So good. Thank you for sharing that. I think there's probably a lot of people that need to hear exactly that message. So I appreciate your vulnerability and sharing your truth. I'd love to dive in. You know, you mentioned there are two different kinds of self-image or types of self-image. I'd love to put some definitions on some of these words we're going to talk about. So why don't we start with that one?
Sure. So we have this self-image that we project outwardly, the picture that we see in the mirror. But again, that picture of who we look like doesn't determine our results. It's that voice, that inner knowing that we go to sleep with, the one that, you know, tells you can or you can't. That one that when you have a new idea starts to limit you. And it's that internal self-image, that belief of yourself, the internal picture of you have that ultimately determines our results. So you can see people that go out and they project outwardly that they're confident and that they have this positive self-image, but their results are lagging. Hmm. They aren't what they want. Well, that's because their internal self-image needs to be leveled up. And they really have to have that belief and awareness within to create something new outside of themselves. And so when we come to realize this, we recognize that, oh, you know, if my results aren't what they want, I want them to be, then there's just some opportunity. It's not a shame. It's not a guilt. It's not nothing that says I have to start increasing my belief in myself and start telling myself why I can versus why I can't. So it's really the difference. And you know, where this came from is there's this he's actually a doctor in 1960s. If you haven't read the book Psycho-Cybernetics, I highly recommend it. But his name is Dr. Maxwell Maltz. He was a plastic surgeon. And he really came up with this philosophy because he'd have two people, let's say they had some type of defect on their face or something, and he would cure one to make it perfect, whatever that is. And that person, once the outside was fixed, would like rocket in results. Another person would fix the outside and not. And so this is where he led him to this belief of there's more to our self-image than what we see. Yeah. And what is that? And that's when we really start to dive into the beliefs, the paradigm, which is your habitual way of thinking, feeling, and doing that ultimately control our life.
I love that. Can we define confidence too? Before I ask the really meaty questions, I'd love to, you know, let's level set on what confidence is for you and as for this conversation.
For me, confidence is a belief in yourself. And so you can have confidence in certain areas, but not all of them. Now, let's say you want to do a new skill set. You may not have competence in doing that skill set. But if you have a belief and awareness of yourself and the infinite potential that lies within, then you have a knowing that you can develop the competence. And I think it's really important for us to recognize that we will never want something that we can't truly achieve. And so when we get clarity of what it is that we want and we make a decision to fall in love and to feel the feelings of that before and live from the end, then when we believe in ourselves, we will develop the competence to create that. But confidence comes from raising your awareness of who you are. And, you know, and that goes beyond, like I said, the things, the titles, but truly getting to know people. And I remember when someone said, well, just be your authentic self. I got to a point where I was like, well, who the hell is she? Because I'm this person for work. I'm this person for my parents. I'm this person in my relationship. I'm this person for my kids. And truthfully, when I was my authentic self growing up, sometimes I was told I was too big, too bold, too bright, too energetic, too whatever. And I started to listen to all those things. So I started to dampen my spirit. So really, when it comes to stepping in, I believe your authentic self, and how it pertains to confidence, is getting to know yourself on that deep, intimate level. What is it that you love? What are your strengths? You know, what is it that lights you up? And when we can lean into those, that's really our gifts. And when we can incorporate those gifts into giving more and doing more of that is really when our confidence grows, because we realize that, you know, we are perfect in so many ways, and yet it's the outside world that's telling us to change. Well, don't listen to that anymore. Listen to what you want to believe and start imagining and living from the end. As I mentioned, our outside world is a direct reflection of the way we feel inside. And so often we say, I'll develop confidence when I achieve this goal. I'll develop this and believe in this when I see it in my physical world. Well, your physical world is direct reflection of what you believe. So you'll be waiting a freaking long time because you have to believe it and see it first on the screen of your imagination, live from the end, feel the feelings of confidence, and then those actions will come along to create it in your physical world. So it's really just reversing what a lot of us have been conditioned and taught.
Yeah, I love that distinction between like competent and confident.
Yeah.
I think that that is, you know, one of the things that I like to talk about with my clients, and I've talked about it on the podcast before, is just this idea of like, and this is something that I've borrowed. It's not my idea, but borrowed from Amy Porterfield. I think it was Amy Porterfield and Mel Robbins. They were talking about this idea that like confidence is like, as business owners, we're always waiting. And I think as women, probably just in general, we're always waiting to feel confident in order to take an action, to do something, to try something, to put ourselves out there. But the thing that we need is actually just courage. It's bravery, because we're waiting for this confidence to show up in something that we're not competent in. So how can we expect that of ourselves when that's, you know, we're waiting for something that's never going to show up to show up?
100%. I mean, confidence comes through action. Think of it like we have confidence to walk across the room.
Yeah.
But we didn't when we were young. We would fall down and get back up, and we would try again, and we'd fall down and get back up until we developed the skill set to walk across the room. Now you have the confidence in walking, but if I put it on a tightrope, probably not so confident, and yet still walking, right? So it really is around increasing the awareness. I like the analogy too of a parachute. Like if you were going to jump out of a plane, and you would only do it if you had confidence in that parachute. And how do you develop confidence in that parachute? Well, you get develop confidence in learning more about it, in finding out where it was made, how it was built, all of these types of things. And the same thing comes with ourselves. The more we study and get to know ourselves, the more confident we will become, because we see then that when we learn that we are tapped into an infinite source of potential. So the only limits that we have are the ones that we choose to accept. But that does come through action. It does come through trial and error. And as you said, it takes courage. And I think a lot of us, at least for me, I would be like so excited to be called courageous or brave. Mm-hmm. But really what I started to embrace was being vulnerable, because there is no courage and there is no brave if we consistently stay within our comfort zone. And so it really relies on us to accept a degree of vulnerability to have that courage to move forward. And in that is where we develop even more confidence and awareness of ourselves.
Yeah. And the work that you do, are you just dealing with entrepreneurs, or are you dealing with women in all stages and facets of their life?
Yeah, all stages and facets of life. I mean, to me, self-image is a really missed key of your results, and whether that's improving your results in your business or in your personal life, in your health. You know, so many people even take weight loss, for example, or weight release. They know what to do, right? I have to eat well, I have to go to the gym. They do that and they still don't see things don't really change. Well, they still haven't change the image of themselves in their mind to see themselves as a fit and healthy individual. Right. So it's as much as taking the out, like kind of those tangible tactical steps, as taking the ones in leveling up the image you have of yourself. So when I work with people, what we really start to do is gain clarity of what it is that you want, but then who is it that you need to become to achieve that? And also recognizing that you have to be her now.
Yeah.
Be her now. And, you know, look at the people that, like the Mel Robbins, or people that you really idolize. I'm not sure who that is. And what characteristics of that person do you idol? We're not saying copycat that, but bring that into your new script of you. So one of the first things we do is write a new script of you. How would you walk? How would you act? How would you talk? Who would you hang out with? Where would you spend your money? Where would you go on your vacations? And do that now, because to your point, if we consistently wait till it comes, then we will never be it, because it's that self-image that determines those results.
Hmm. Yeah, I think that that's such a big part of it. And I love this idea of be her now. And I would love to sort of speak to, you know, some of the struggles that people might have with that idea, right? It's so easy to say, well, just be her. Well,
yeah.
What, like, okay, like how do you do that? You know, what are some ways that a person can start? Yes, you write a script for, okay, I'm going to shop at this store, I'm going to stay at these hotels, I'm going to do this, do that. But if it's not something that they can tangibly hold, I know that, you know, people struggle with that idea. And so I'd love for you to share just some ways that, okay, if it's, you know, if I say I want to go to vacation, I want to stay at, you know, the, I'm going to go to Atlantis in the Bahamas and stay at the nicest possible hotel, but I don't have the bank account for that. Yeah. How do I, what are some tangible ways that I can be her without, you know, going into debt, with, you know, for anyone that's really struggling with that concept? I'd love to speak to that.
Yeah, I love that. There's a few ways. I also think that, like, when we're afraid of that, that's a money paradigm. And we forget that money is an energetic alignment.
Sure.
So we have to attract the money, just like we have to attract the people, places, and things. And so set goals for yourself that excite and scare you and you don't know how to do. And it's in that part where you start to, like, again, tap into this, into more. Like, I think that we really need, I love this conversation, because you're absolutely right. We've been conditioned to go by what we see.
Yes.
And feel and touch. But I'll tell you something. One of my favorite quotes is one that somebody asked Picasso one time, like, how do you paint such beautiful paintings? And he said, I dream my paintings and then I paint my dream. And really, that's what we need to do with our lives and building our self-image and our confidence and what we want, is really fall in love with a dream. And we've been conditioned to stop dreaming, that it's unrealistic. I mean, I laugh about this all the time. I coached for leaders for so long, and we would have the SMART goals, right? Be specific, measurable, yes, attainable, realistic, time-bound.
Yeah.
And yet being realistic is the worst advice now I now give somebody. I tell them to do the illogical, because it's that train of thinking, your realistic thinking, that's gotten your results. So people want new and they wish and they hope, but they never change the root cause of the results, which was their thinking. So this is why we want to start setting goals that are beyond what we know how to do, and live from the end and be her now, because then you start to attract things into your life that, you know, you would have never guessed. I would have never guessed 6 months ago our paths would have crossed. And yet here we are, right? Yeah. Because we were open to it. We surrendered to it. We decided to have faith. And it's not faith when you see it. It's faith in knowing that it's here already. That we have faith in knowing that, you know, I'm going to take this step. I'm going to listen to my intuition. I'm going to follow it. And, you know, maybe that will result in what I want, and maybe it won't, but recognizing that there's just an opportunity to learn. Like, we reframe, like, I love reframing words, like failure. It's only failing if you stop, you know. Success, it's the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. The moment you make a decision to do different and take a step forward is success. You're not successful when you achieve the goal. You're successful because you had a goal and you take action to believe in more. And the true joy is the expansion and the awareness of self, the evolution of your becoming, which is it. Like, it's not like when we hit the goal that the, you know, the clouds part, the sun shines down, and we're like, you've arrived. And I think that that's what we've been trained to do. At least I did. Like I said, I did all the check marks, and then what? Then I'm supposed to just cruise for the next 50 years. Like, my biggest next goal after getting the family and the job and the everything was retirement. Well, no wonder I started to feel stuck. I knew how to do that. And when we aren't setting goals that are beyond what we know, then we aren't continuing to expand and express more of ourselves. And we're spiritual beings. And so the essence of ourselves is for further expansion and growth. So I would share with people, if you're feeling stuck, or, you know, you want more, is check yourself to say, am I dreaming of more than I know what to do? And so, to kind of loop back, because I know I went on a little tangent on that.
No, some things
you can
it.
Do. I get so passionate about it, because I just see so many of us settling and accepting a mediocrity life. And I just want to think, like, your past or your current circumstance does not need to determine your future unless you let it. You know, some of us have some shitty experiences, and we can choose to identify as that and let that continue to rule our world and attract that in. Or we can choose to believe that we are worthy of more. I mean, we are, and live from that end. You know, so many times we think more often of what we don't want than what we do want. And then that comes into our lives. And we say, see, I told you. Well, you attracted that by what you're thinking because you were worried that you wouldn't get it. And you didn't.
Yeah, if you go what looking for it, you're going to find it.
Right. You always will find what you can't, what you don't, right? So here's some things as to, one, make a laundry list of your wants and don't allow your current circumstance to hold you back or the money thought or anything. And once you've written that laundry list, write some more and you'll fall in love with something on that page and then make a decision that that's for you. And to get there now, look at your strengths and your weaknesses. Now, often we've been taught to, you know, build up our weaknesses, that we have to be this balanced person. No, there are weaknesses because you don't like them. Focus on what you love to do, you know, like build on your strengths, manage your weaknesses, find somebody else that can do some of those things that you don't want to do. Write that new script of you. What is it that you want your life to be like? I can be as detailed as possible. And at first I get it. We haven't used our imagination for a long time. So sometimes we'll say, well, I can't see it. I don't see in color. I don't see these things. But just think of your imagination as a muscle. So each time use it a little bit more. You know, you want to start to incorporate self-affirmations into your life. You want to maybe do it in front of a mirror. Look at yourself eye to eye and start telling yourself that you're worthy, that you are a money magnet, that you are in flow, that you are abundant, all these things. And it's not lying. No. Because again, we don't need to have this, like if you have this belief that I can't believe it until I see it, well, just because we have a belief in the past doesn't mean it has to be true. You can choose to adopt a new belief. So believe in something different. And then the another part I think that really helps with building confidence in something super fun is to look for the good in other people and start telling them that you see it. Because you see in other people what's in you. And when I can say, hey, you know, Laura, I love how you have this show. I love that you show up. You put yourself out there every day. You ask the tough questions. You know, that's amazing. Then you feel good. You generate an energy back to me that levels up my energy back. Yeah. And it's just like this continuous kind of, you know, giving. And I think that that's really important is that instead of seeing people as our competition, start to embrace and see each other for the magnificence that's within them and you, because you wouldn't see it unless it was within you.
I love that. You know, that's something that I made a commitment this year to really embody is like, I know I'm a person with a busy brain, so I think a lot of thoughts. And I made a commitment this year that if I'm thinking a positive, kind thought about a person, I'm going to tell them. And so I will go out of my way sometimes to like say to a person, hey, I see how you're showing up, you know, for the people in your community. I just wanted you to know that like I see you and I acknowledge you. You know, I've sent people flowers this year because I see them showing up for other people and I want them to feel acknowledged. Or, you know, it could be as simple as like a photo that they posted on their Instagram account or their stories that I'm like, wow, they're really radiating incredible energy. I have gone out of my way making a point, and not because I like want a positive response. It's just, that's a commitment that I made to myself this year. It's like, if I'm thinking a positive thought about a person, I'm going to share it. And you're right. You know, all of a sudden now my world is, it's full of these beautiful positive thoughts coming back my way. So yeah. I love that. And I think that, you know, I'm a person, and if you've listened to the podcast before, you know this about me. I'm a pretty strategy heavy person that lives in my masculine energy. I'm learning about feminine energy. I consider myself woo adjacent. And so I always love these conversations just around image and manifestation and energetics, because I do think that they are important tools. You know, I really feel strongly that you need the work that I do in your life and your business, but you also need the work that people like Stacy do that are bringing in other elements, because strategy is only going to get you so far in your business and in life. And you do need these sorts of tools to keep yourself going.
100%. You know, I think 95% is mindset and 5% is strategy. And yet we continue to focus on the strategy because there's so many people lots of people say, oh, it's sales. Oh, this, we know.
Yeah,
we know. We spend more and more time teaching people what to do, and yet they don't do it. Why? Because their self-image is not in alignment with it. In fact, that's also why I think many women don't really truly admit to themselves what it is that they want, because we're afraid to admit it. We're afraid we might fall, and our current self-image doesn't even accept our true want. So then we say that we're not persistent, that we're procrastinators, that we're these different labels of things, when really we're not that. You can look into your life and you can see times where you executed on what you wanted.
Sure.
But if you're not aligned to that want, then you're it's hard to be persistent because the excuses come up. And this is where it's so important to really have that clarity of what it is that you want and tie into the right want, because you will be persistent. You will take action when you're learning the strategy. You will know that it's for you. But yeah, I love it too, because the other thing is that it is like, I know it from a theology standpoint, but also from a scientific thought. So even if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, that sounds woo-woo, we can show it through science too, right? I mean, nothing is created to destroy. Everything that ever has been is here already. It's just for us to raise our conscious awareness to manifest it into here. So that's the same with your own potential.
Yeah. Stacey, this is incredible. Thank you so much for pouring in, for sharing your story, for leading with such confidence. And I know that, you know, those that are listening, there's somebody that needed to hear this message today, and it's going to land with the right person in the right place. For anyone that wants to connect with you, Stacey, what is the best way to find you?
For sure. You can find me on Instagram at Stacey Van Thune. In Facebook, I have a community that's called Living More Life. It really is putting more life back into our lives, into dreaming, creating, and playing, plugging back into that passion, regardless of how old you are. You know, I really like to say, don't wait to have a breakdown, to have a breakthrough. We can choose to change in a state of suffering or pain, or want to join an inspiration. And does that mean that shit won't happen in your life? No. You know, when you make a decision to get out of the bleachers and get onto the playing field of life, stuff will come up. But you have that awareness, understanding of how brilliant you are to overcome them. And we just start to reframe those things. So you can find me at Stacey Van Thune on Facebook and or in Instagram. And my website is www.raiseyourresults.ca. I'd love to connect with you, even just to like ask questions.
Yes.
Get curious.
Yeah, we'll make sure we put all of your links to the show notes so that you can connect with Stacey. And I know her heart, and I know she is serious when she says, come and connect. So please reach out if there's anything that you took from this episode that really landed for you. It's so important for our guests that you thank them. So please do so. And as always, I love receiving your messages, hearing about the episodes you enjoyed and your takeaways. So I'm so grateful for you for listening. Stacey, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Laura. I appreciate everything you're doing and the impact you're having. Congratulations, honestly. It's awesome.
Thank you so, so much. And we will see you at the next episode. Bye. Thanks for listening. And if you love this episode and know of other ambitious entrepreneurial mothers who would love to be part of this community, it would mean the world to me if you shared our podcast with them. Take a screenshot of this episode, text it to them, or share it to your Instagram stories and tag me so I can thank you for tuning in. Until next time, I love you, I appreciate you, and I am cheering for you so big.